should know that because I went through that.
So I should know that because I went through that somewhere there, but I can't remember just now.
What about the term buckshot land? Have you ever heard that? Never heard
tell
that.
Me about the word loamy.
Tell me about the word loamy. Do you know where that came from?
Yeah.
Tigger wants it on tape.
Tigger wants it on tape.
Loamsaw came about. Yes, I think I know about that too. It was always in a low place. And there's a lot of rocks. The water washed these rocks up. And then when they left a little bit of soil. And the rocks, that was called, in my days, this may be wrong, but that was what I looked think that called loam soil. Yeah.
We talked about the word buckshot or muck. They didn't call it anything. Let's go back to the marshes for just a minute. If they're cleaning off the marshes, what are they doing when they take off that water? What do you say?
Draining water.
Draining water.
What do you call the thing that they dig with?
What's another word for
bulldozer?
All right, what's another word for
what about? Another way.
Another way when you have some water flowing through something, and it takes the water off as like a drain. What's another word? All right, what's another word for that? Yeah, ditch, drain. What is more?
What about the word canal?
What about the word canal?
Canal.
Did you use that very much?
The shallow arm of the sea,
a tidal stream. It's a narrow bit of water that flows out and in with the tide.
You go down to Florida
and you say, I stayed along the
beach.
Water's edge. Or another place you could stay, the beach or the, when it's inland, what do you call it? An inland,
St. Petersburg has an inland.
St. Petersburg has an inland.
Have you ever heard the word bay?
Have you ever heard the word bay?
What about bay?
What about, what's another word for bay that you might have used?
A deep narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
What do you call that?
We call that a ditch.
All right, what's another word for ditch?
Ravine.
All right, any others? Ravine is fine.
If there has been a heavy rainfall.
If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a canal across the road or field, you call that place a what?
Washout.
Deep washout or what? What's another word
for it? Well, it's similar to
gulch or hollow washout or what's another word?
Gully.
What about gully?
What do you call a small stream of water?
Just a little small stream
of water.
Just a little stream.
Just a little freshwater stream.
What do you call a very piece of a very small piece of land that's raised up?
Okay.
It's a little
hill.
Okay.
Any other words you call them?
Hill.
Anything else?
What do you call it if it's
a much larger than a hill?
The rocky side of a mountain that drops off.
The rocky side of a mountain that drops off. You know, you're running along the top of a mountain.
Ledge.
All right. Another ledge for ledge.
Drop off.
Drop off.
Ledge. Drop off. You say it's a sheer.